Peak Teams, written by Jeff James Martin, narrated by Eduardo Ballerini. Introduction. The strength of the team is each individual member. The strength of each member is the team. Phil Jackson. The lobby erupted in cheers all around me as our founder, Doug Berg, walked into the makeshift conference hall. It was my first day at techies.com. I'd been hired right out of college, because back in the early days of the dot-com world, VC-backed CEOs were starving for eager talent that understood the all-hands-on-deck nature of an early-stage company. In school, I had double majored in entrepreneurship and finance, which had given me a direct knowledge pipeline of tools, systems, and methodologies I funneled directly into my first business, which I was already running. After graduating, I sold that first company, and I felt like I understood the basics of running a business. So I went looking for innovators doing things bigger, faster, and on another level. I found it at Techies. Only a couple of hours into my first day, it felt like drinking from a fire hose. I could tell I had walked into an environment that was nothing like the one school had prepared me for. I'd had the serendipitous luck to be starting work on the day of a company town hall, and now I was standing in a large crowd of my new teammates. Over 200 people were squeezed into the lobby of our already overcrowded office space. The company was in a serious growth phase, and the building was bursting at the seams. The palpable energy in the room heightened my own excitement. Doug made a series of announcements, each punctuated by an enthusiastic cheer from the crowd. "We had a record-level quarter. We broke all our sales records." As he announced the territory sales of each group, they'd erupt into cheers team by team. When he announced Southern California, my own team started chanting, "SoCal, SoCal." The town hall concluded with our CEO, Dan Frawley, announcing that we'd just secured one of our most important partnerships. "This puts us into a strategic position. We'll be able to offer value unlike any of our competitors, and we'll need to stay focused to hold our lead." Dan had been a fighter pilot in a past career, so what he said next carried a lot of weight. "We have to move fast. We have to take calculated moves and follow through. We're building the plane while we're flying it, everyone. Let's make sure we stay in the air." The response was immediate, the loudest cheer yet. It was energy like I'd never felt before. After the meeting was over, we all rushed back to our desks with only one thing on our minds: the determination to succeed. We were bringing to market an incredible innovation, a product that had never existed before. We had no roadmap, but we knew that if the company won, we would all win too. The business had been infused with a large Series B raise, so the pace we were able to move at was stunning, and unlike the more measured movement at my previous companies. If those companies were commercial jets, big, powerful, carrying the most people possible from point A to point B, Techies.com was an F-18 Super Hornet. I could tell that the VC-backed world was completely different. High stakes, almost no room for failure, and most companies didn't make it. But those that did win won big. Case in point, Techies.com went from $1 million ARR to $35 million ARR in just 18 months. As I moved through the first few months of my work, I found myself analyzing and writing down in my head all the behaviors and characteristics of the company. I was like a scientist out in the field observing a particularly fascinating subject. I wanted to answer a burning question that had formed from the moment I felt the new energy at this company. What makes those few winning VC-backed companies succeed, and so many others fail? 20 years later, this book is the answer to that question. Unstoppable Teams. I have a hard time answering the age-old question, "So, what is it that you do?" I have such a hard time answering it, in fact, that I recently plugged in all my work activities to ChatGPT and asked it to tell me what I am. Unsurprisingly, I didn't get a very useful answer. The best way to describe myself is simple. I'm a coach. I always have been. For 20 years, I've coached teams, both in business and in real life. An avid athlete from the moment I could hold a hockey stick, and now a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, I've coached hockey, wrestling, BJJ, and watched countless kids level up what they're bringing to the game.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?